Hi, this is a wooden frame. I'm thinking of carpenters usually use them. They look something like, shoot the best, just a girl with scales look like that.
Oh, yes. Horses.
Okay. Are you familiar with something similar to that? A wooden frame that's shaped more like an X. You might place a log right in the middle, you know, to brace it, to saw it.
Saw wood. Called the wood stand, I guess you'd call it, or the wood rack.
Sure. And this is something that you might use when you get up in the morning to comb your hair. You might use a comb or a
brush.
Yeah, in the verb form, you say that you did what to your hair?
Brush your hair, comb your hair.
Okay. And this is something that a man would sharpen a straight razor on. You'd call that a
leather strap.
Something that you would put in a rifle. You might say, well, you're going to put a shell and a shotgun, but you would put what in a
cartridge.
And this is something that children would play on, a long board. One would get on one end and one on the other.
Seesaw?
Okay. If you're familiar with a long limber board that's fastened at both ends so that you can jump up and down on the middle of it, people in this part of the country, their children, did they ever plan something like that? Just something to bounce up and down.
I've seen those things. What you call them, I don't know what they are.
Do you know juggling board?
Juggling board. Yes, I know. I know. Maybe that's the name of mine. I've never known the name of. We didn't have them in my day. Coming up. But I've seen them.
What about something, again, a long board? You might have two children sitting on both sides.
It goes round.
Yeah.
At first you asked me if it big, I told them, I was going to give you that name, would you?
Yeah.
So, dialogue. What you call them? We used to call those things the spinning something, we call it. It wasn't a spinning whip, I know, but spinning saw, I think it was.
Spinning saw?
Yes, I think we called it the spinning saw. Spinning saw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of flying Jenny?
Yeah, flying Jenny, yes, I've heard of that too, yes.
Is that pretty much the same?
Same. That's another sense.
Now talk about the seesaw. What would you say the children are doing? They're out there.
Seesawing.
And something else you would play on suspended from the limb of a tree?
Swing.
People around here ever use coal for heat?
Yes.
They burn it in stoves, I guess?
A heater, yes.
What about a container that you might keep?
Scuttle.
Could you describe that? What did it look like?
A scuttle is a black, it's a bucket, I'm not necessarily black, it's a metal bucket with a end, you know, with a little scoop at the end of it, so you can throw this coal into the heater, and that's why it's called the scuttle.
Okay. Now talking about a stove that burns coal, the pipe that comes out the back of the stove, you just call that a
pipe?
You know, it carries the smoke away from the stove.
Flue?
So you would call the pipe that comes out of the stove a flue?
The flue is the thing that goes out.
Right.
Yes.
What attaches the stove to the flue?
A pipe, I'm assuming that's the only thing I would know.
Okay, so you would say pipe rather than stove pipe? Or might you use either one?
Stove pipe. Well, you might say stove pipe. Yes.
But right. Pipe or
pipe. Right.
This is something that you would use for yard work. Single tool in front, you can pick up on it and move.
Wheelbarrow.